this is Caprice, and I am a student at Illinois State University. I am a graduate student in the College Student Personnel Administration program, which is basically like student affairs. I go to Illinois State University in Bloomington Normal, and I am actually from Decatur, Illinois. I've been living in Bloomington since 2013, and I graduated with my Bachelor of Science in Graphic Communications in May of 2017, and now I am trying to pursue my master's, so pray for me, y'all, because it is not easy. And so I just want to give a quick disclaimer that I am not a psychiatrist or a psychologist, so what you're taking from me is from personal experience, so don't take it and think that it is professional advice. It is just my advice from my personal story. So we're going to go ahead and get started. I want to talk a little bit about my organization, Mentally Queenin. So I started Mentally Queenin, I would say like in February. It is a text service by Rained Out, where I send out daily motivational texts reminding you to breathe and stay blessed. But I also have an Instagram page for Mentally Queenin. We have a Gmail. It is mentallyqueenin@gmail.com. I also have a GroupMe. And so there are, let's see, there are a lot of people in the GroupMe, and it's just beautiful. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And so if you want to receive messages, you will text Mentally Queenin to 84483, and you will receive daily messages. I just sent out a survey, so I should be getting a little bit more feedback as far as how people feel about Mentally Queenin and things like that. So sorry, I'm trying to get my notes up. So I want to talk about the definition of depression, because this is what it is. It's called No Depression. If anybody knows Little Herb, that is a song that he did, and so it's called No Depression. And I will look up the definition. Just let's see the first thing that comes up. Depression definition. So, feeling of severe despondency and dejection, self-doubt creeps in and swiftly turns to depression. It's like the sample sentence that they have. A long and severe recession in an economy or market. So, yeah, we're not talking about that kind. We're talking about mind depression. So, I don't know how I feel about the definition. Depression, major depressive disorder, is a common and serious medical illness that negatively affects how you feel, the way you think, and how you act. Fortunately, it is also treatable. Depression causes feelings of sadness and or a loss of interest in activities once enjoyed. It can lead to a variety of emotional and physical problems and can decrease a person's ability to function at work and home. And I will have to say that I can agree. I was diagnosed with depression in February. I was diagnosed with anxiety in August of 2016. And so I could deal with my anxiety, but I was having a hard time dealing with my depression. So today I'm just going to talk a little bit about symptoms of depression, which are like, this is like easy Google stuff, but I'm going to tell you what I experienced. So feeling sad or having a depressed mood. Yes, I do feel like that. Loss of interest or pleasure in activities once enjoyed. Yes, I cannot be around people for that long, unfortunately, anymore at social events, which is kind of sad. Changes in appetite, weight loss, or gain. So, yes, I did lose a lot of weight. Trouble sleeping or sleeping too much. I got my sleeping under control. Loss of energy or increased fatigue. Increase in purposeless physical activity. Hand wringing or pacing or slow movements in speech. Actions observable by others, feeling worthless or guilty, difficult thinking, concentrating, or making decisions, thoughts of death or suicide. So if any of this sounds like you, I would definitely look into it. I would go to your primary care physician and see if they can refer you to anyone to see if this may be something that you may be suffering from, if you think that you are. I'm also available if you want to talk to me about it. So I have an activity for you all. And it's for myself too. I would just say my tips for depression is to find your happy space. Like, it may not be a place, but it could be a space, like even in your mind. where you are comfortable, where you feel like you have, you're in a safe space and you have everything that you need in the moment. So what I want you to do is I want you to write down your stressors and whatever time you get up in the morning, just hurry up and write them down. Write them down what you think your stresses are going to be for the day. And then you will go throughout your day, and then you'll come back, and then you're going to cross off the things that you didn't stress about. And that's what I want you to do to see, because I really think that our energy gets drained by a lot of the things that we choose to give it to. And we have to be very, very, like, sufficient and really, like, budget our energy. So I'm running out of time. I have 15 seconds. Just don't overthink it. Take it by day. And you can email me at mentallyqueenan@gmail.com if you would like to learn more about me and my story and if you need help of any kind. Thank you. Bye.